And it's Free Radio Santa Cruz, the Thursday show, the Bathrop Spears Broadsides Flashback. And we are going to be going back to June 15th, 2011. And we're going to be spending a lot of time with the Peace Camp 2010 interviews a year later in 2011, in June, right, well, it was about 4 or 5 months before, well, 2 or 3 months before the 2011 Occupy movement began. I guess it was October, or was it September, that Occupy began, Occupy Wall Street in New York City, and followed by an immensely strong reaction in Santa Cruz. Not strong enough to continue or overturn the bank political structure that we currently have, that is to, and the rental structure that we have, or the business structure that we have, but an important movement nonetheless. But Occupy was preceded by the Peace Camp 2010, which I believe gets discussed in this issue, which was the attempt by homeless activists to require the county and the courts and also the city of Santa Cruz to pay attention to the criminalization of the homeless that it was doing regularly every day and is still doing in 2026. Anyway, you're going to hear a lot of August 8th through 10th Peace Camp 2010 interviews played on this show a year later. excuse me. Voices of people whose names I've forgotten and whose faces I no longer remember either, but who were articulate people speaking, who slept in front of the county building in Peace Camp 2010 in an attempt to draw the attention of the courts and the county. Actually, really, to extent, it was the city, because the city has the city's, at that time, the sleeping ban sections of the camping ordinance. It was a city law and is Municipal Code 6.36.010A. Now, of course, it's still 6.36, doesn't mention sleeping, but is still used to break up homeless encampments and threaten the health of homeless people in the depth of winter, as it's currently being done when there's no winter shelter. That's a walk-in shelter which you can get into. Even the so-called emergency pop-up shelters, supposedly run and funded by the city and county through People First, the organization that Evan Morrison heads, isn't opening anything in spite of continuous or near continuous days of rain and cold. That's pretty horrible. Anyway, it was horrible then. It's still horrible now. You'll get to hear Kerbugger Chris, Crow, and also the voice of some people who are still around, like Linda LeMaster. You'll hear me trying to call then-Mayor Ryan Coonerty. In fact, I think I'm going to just let it roll after doing the obligatory musical introduction, which you'll probably find familiar and hopefully not too tedious.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your
nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. Else that will do it.